Proclamation number 7600 of 15th of May, 1960. God's revelation. Receive and eat. My word gives you everything you need on earth. For as soon as you are addressed by me, you will not lack strength and grace, and you will be well provided for spiritually and earthly. For my promises I will not leave you orphaned. I will reveal myself to you and thus make myself known to you as your father. And a father truly provides for his child spiritually and earthly if only it allows itself to be addressed by him. For then you will give me the evidence that you love me, and I will likewise prove my fatherly love to you by speaking to you. And a loving father's heart is always ready to give. Thus you will not need to do without anything when you hear my address, for then you will know that you are my children who are also subject to my spiritual and physical care. And how happy you may praise yourselves that you hear my word, for thereby you are given the evidence that you belong to my children who have already taken the path to the Father and who will also safely reach the aim. And no more anxiety should befall you, for your very will to let me speak to you also gives you the strength to continue on your earthly path in the certainty that you will cover it until the end. For it is my flesh that you eat and my blood that you drink. It is bread and wine which you may enjoy for the strengthening of your soul. You receive me myself within you, for I'm the Word made flesh. Just consider the depth of these words. That I myself am within you when you hear my word, when I speak to you, when I offer you my greatest gift of love which you can ever receive from me on earth. I am in you or you would not be able to hear me, and my presence must make you overjoyed. Therefore you can truly consider yourselves blissfully happy when you are in the grace of my direct address, when you receive my word directly conveyed to earth through messengers, when you are honored by my address which stamps you as my children, for only my own can recognize my pure word and only my own accept it into their hearts. And the fact that you hear or are allowed to read my word will be proof to you that you belong to my own. And you should be happy in this certainty and only desire ever more eagerly to hear my word. You should not let any opportunity pass by where my word sounds to you, for then you will also have the guarantee that I myself am in you and with you. Otherwise you would not be able to hear me, otherwise you would not recognize the Father's voice who speaks to you himself. And you shall hungrily enjoy the food I offer you. You shall eat my flesh and drink my blood and thus receive me completely into your heart. You shall receive bread and wine from the heavens and let yourselves be strengthened in a way that no other nourishment your earthly body is able to receive. For I offer my nourishment to the soul, and this nourishment lets the soul mature and helps it to attain eternal life. Do you now know why I sent the words to you through my disciples, receive and eat, receive and drink? Do you know then that I also addressed my disciples, that they heard my word and that they should carry this word out into the world? Do this in remembrance of me. What have you humans made of my words, and what meaning have you given them? That in the end only a few still know that I still give people bread and wine, that I give them my word as proper nourishment for their souls. And that I am present to them when they can hear my speech, my voice. And my word will endure for all eternity. Again and again I will address people where they allow my presence. And again they will be able to draw strength from my address so that their souls mature, that they fulfill the purpose of earthly life, that they shape themselves into love and now seek and find union with me because my love constantly addresses them, because my love draws them, and thus the soul can no longer resist my illumination of love, my word. Amen.